Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. To begin, some music by Gabrielli. He was an Italian composer and one of the best of the late Renaissance. Now, the trend is that his somewhat more famous uncle, Giovanni Gabrielli, was the first internationally acclaimed member of what they called the Venetian School of Composers. Now, he was reluctant to publish most of his own works, but luckily his kind of a get-go guy, nephew Giovanni, published most of them after his death. We're going to start with a selection from the London Brass. This is Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
I can't think of a better ending and a better beginning to start a program. That was the London Brass and some music by Andrea Gabrielli. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Gavin Bryars. This selection reflects the love of lost souls. The recording was created in part by hanging a mic outside a window alleyway and capturing the haunting singing of an individual roaming the back alley. Gavin Bryars took these recordings, orchestrated it, and it resulted in an incredible musical testament. This is Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet.
Blood never failed me yet, never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never failed me yet, never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never failed me yet, never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, for he loved me so. Jesus' blood never failed me yet, never failed.
Yeah. Jesus' blood. Be it never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. There's one thing I know, for he loves me so. Jesus' blood never failed.
A little crying in the studio here. How potent and amazing is that composition? We're going to move on to some music performed by the Tally Scholars. And this comes from a disc called Western Mass Masses. Now, it features the music of a lot of incredible composers, Taverner, Ty, and Shepherd, who all wrote masses based on a secular tune called The Western Wind. Today, some selections from John Taverner's Mass. Now, Taverner's Western Wiz is a little unusual for the period because the theme tune appears in each of the four parts at different times. So, commonly, his masses are designed so that each of the four selections, the Gloria, Credo, and Sanctus and Benedictus, and Agnus Dei, are about the same length. But, for example, this is a tad different. We're going to hear the glorious recording by the Tally Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. Here is the Gloria.
Oh,
The Gloria. And that was from John Taverner's Western Wind Mass. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And for regular listeners, well, this is what I wait for all the time. It is oboe music time. And this time from the Romantic era. Amilcare Panchelieli was the bandmaster of the National Guard and also a professor of composition in Milan, where some of his very famous students included Moscardini and Puccini. So he enjoyed writing dramatic compositions, like operas, ballets, and we can hear a few in his Capriccio for oboe and orchestra. The term Capriccio just denotes a lighthearted, humorous instrumental piece. Today we've got Burkhard Gladziner joined by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
What incredible technique. Amazing. Oboist Burkhard Glasner, joined by the Berlin Symphony, and that was Ponchielli's Capriccio for oboe and orchestra. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I'm Marguerite. Now we're going to go a little closer to home and check in with the artistry of the pianist Angela Hewitt. She was born into a musical family, and their father was the cathedral organist in Ottawa, Canada. She did begin her studies quite early at the age of 3, performing in public at 4, and a year later, winning her first scholarship. She also studied a lot of things, so a very talented artist. She studied violin, recorder, and also classical ballet. At 9, she gave her first recital at Toronto's Royal Conservatory. But this may be why she writes, and I quote, "When I was a kid, I dreamt of being in a musical because I loved to sing and dance. Perhaps that's why I'm so preoccupied with making the piano do the same thing." Well, music, song, and dance are a triple threat, and she's got them all. And we're going to hear a little bit of it today with some Spanish dances. Thank you. Well, if that doesn't make you feel like dancing, I'm not quite sure what will. Excellent music. And that was the Villanesca, also the Andaluza. And that comes from Angela Hewitt's Disc of Spanish Dances. And why not continue with some music you may recognize if you've ever watched the popular series Downton Abbey. Now we're going to hear just a few selections from the original music. Let's take a listen. Some amazing music you might recognize if you were a fan of Downton Abbey that comes from the musical soundtrack. Thanks for listening. You have been joining me today on Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now I'm going to leave you with a question many of us ask. And this comes from the incomparable Peggy Lee. Take care. Till next time.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is." And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze. If that's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep..." I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, "Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze.